In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's the Sunday of the Last Judgment, and we continue to prepare for the beginning of Great Lent. Tomorrow, in fact, we'll start to ease into fasting, giving up meat first, and preparing to give up everything a week from tomorrow. But as we prepare for Lent, which is the season of repentance, it's the season for us to wake up from our worldly complacency and to keep in mind spiritual things, to cultivate good habits that will draw us closer to God, not just during this time, but during the rest of the year as well. So during this time, the church gives us the gospel reading we just heard about the Last Judgment. In fact, yesterday, those who were at the liturgy yesterday heard another epistle and gospel about the Last Judgment, about the second coming of Christ and the judgment that will happen at that time. And the church brings this to mind because this is the end that we should all have in mind. This is why we need to strive during Lent. This is our motivation. Because this world, this worldly life, this worldly reality that we take for granted, that makes us complacent, that taking it for granted makes us complacent, all of this is going to pass away. All of it is going to be gone. And what will last for eternity is Christ and our relationship with Him. So today He describes the Last Judgment in terms of a shepherd separating sheep. I think it's important to note how he describes the judgment. It's not a courtroom, right? It's not a judge who is in a black robe with a stern look, you know, and a gavel and ready to send people away and lock and throw away the keys. It's a shepherd, and a shepherd's job is to nurture, to care, to protect the flock. And so he judges us as that shepherd that he has always been, caring for humanity and leading us, trying to lead us towards the pastures that bring life. But our Lord says that as a shepherd, at the end of the day, separates his flock. Let's say this is a shepherd who has a mixed flock of sheep and goats, and all day long he's been pasturing them. And he brings them back at the end of the day in order to, you know, shelter them for the night. And so he separates them into sheep and goats. Why? Because the sheep are different from the goats. And the sheep have different tastes and different likes than the goats. You know, the goats are pretty rough. And the sheep don't like to sleep with the goats because it makes them uncomfortable. Maybe the sheep are boring to the goats. And so the Lord separates them. The shepherd separates them at the end of the night. And how does he separate them? You know, when we think about judgment, we think about, you know, again, a judge hearing evidence and the witnesses come forth. And, you know, then he weighs the evidence and he casts his verdict. But that's not what happens here. When the shepherd separates the sheep from the goats, he doesn't have to gather evidence, right? He looks at them and he says, well, that's a sheep. And he looks at that one, he says, that's a goat. And he separates them based on their qualities, based on their characteristics, which are plain to anyone who would look at them, based on who they are, what they are. So what are the sheep? Sheep are gentle. Sheep are docile. They're easily led. Sheep are also fruitful. You know, you gather wool from them in order to make clothes and meat to eat. They provide for the needs of people. Now, goats also can provide for the needs of people, but not quite as well. If you had a choice between eating lamb or eating goat, most of us would choose lamb. Likewise, goats are not as easily tended as the sheep. They are not as docile. In fact, they're pretty rough. I mean, if you've ever been to a petting zoo or a farm, but my experience is a petting zoo. If you've ever been to a petting zoo and they have those food pellets and you try to feed, you know, you try to feed the sheep and it's very gentle and hesitant, but then maybe it'll start eating. But immediately the goats come from wherever they are, just like, you know, radar. They can tell where the food is and they come and they headbutt the sheep out of the way. They headbutt you as well and say, give me more food, you know. In many places, goats are considered a nuisance. And really, they are, especially compared to the sheep. So what do the sheep represent and what do the goats represent? The sheep obviously are the righteous. Our Lord tells us the sheep are the righteous. And righteous people are like sheep. They're humble and gentle, harmless to other people, and also they are fruitful. They provide for the needs of other people. And that's what's especially important in this parable. Because what are the criteria that show that they're sheep? That they have cared for those in need. That they have fed the hungry and given drink to those who are thirsty and sheltered the homeless and visited those who are sick or in prison and strangers. So the righteous are like sheep, but the unrighteous, the wicked, are like goats because they are no use to anyone. No use to anyone because, like the goats, they're just selfish and self-centered. They want all those food pellets for themselves. They're not going to share with anyone. And so they did not help those in need. You can also see the humility or the gentleness and the humility of the sheep in the way that they respond to the Lord. The Lord praises them and says, you know, you are blessed because you've done all these great things. And what do they say? They don't say, well, thank you. We tried really hard. They say, when did we do anything that great? We didn't ever. I mean, if we saw you, we would have helped you. But we didn't. We just helped these other people, and that was nice. But we didn't help you. We'd want to help you. You know what I mean? They're humble in that they don't even toot their own horn. But the goats, when they're confronted, they get defensive, right? They say, well, we never saw you or we would have helped you, right? So again, that selfishness and that pride is plain in their actions. And so the Lord sends the goats to the place that is suitable to them, the place that they will be most comfortable in the sense that it's the place that is most like them. And what place is that? It's the place of the devil. Because the devil is exactly like them. Selfish and proud and no use to anyone, a big nuisance. So they must go to the place of the devil. This is not the place that was prepared for them. It's not where God wants them to be, but it's the place that they have sought after, whether they knew it or not, through the character and the life that they made for themselves. But where do the righteous go? The righteous who are humble and fruitful and provide for the needs of others, they go to the place of God and his angels who are humble and gentle and provide for others. Because that's where they belong. That's the place that they have sought after by the choices that they've made in their lives. So brothers and sisters in Christ, we're confronted with this wake-up call today. And the, you know, parables are always, I mean, they're good, but they're of limited value. You can't, things don't have an exact correspondence in the parable to real life. And here's the difference. In real life, a goat is a goat, and it will always be a goat. And a sheep is a sheep, and it'll always be a sheep. But in real life, we are changeable. We can start out being a goat and become more and more like a sheep through the choices that we make each day. And that's going to be our project during Lent, to become more and more aware of the places in our lives where we're like goats, and to make a resolution and commit ourselves to becoming more and more like sheep. And thus, we will seek to be with our humble and gentle Lord, Jesus Christ, who is the Lamb of God, to whom be glory, honor, and worship, together with his Father and the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen.